This is Donna M. Butler, founder of the Broke Wives Club, with your Thursday morning shift. And you know, this shift this morning, I'm dedicating to a friend of mine who is going through a very difficult time, who needs the tow chain. I just want to say to her, Debbie, you are loved, and the tow chain is right there, hooked onto your hand and ready to help pull you over the hill. Not heel, like many of you thought I was saying yesterday, over the hill that you're going up over at this time, and you have our support and our love. You know, sometimes we get so drowned by other things, by our own worries. We just get drowned, you know, we're just swimming in it. And we don't stop to think about how grateful we should be for some of the smaller things in life. My friend Debbie is going through a difficult time, far more than I can ever imagine going through at one point in my life. I've had some ups and downs, and I've been ready to throw in the towel, as many of you know. But I didn't have the tools. Debbie has had these tools for a long time, and she puts them to use every single day. One of her best tools is the power of prayer and faith and believing, not only in herself, but in her Heavenly Father and in her family and in her friends. I always try to keep things separate as to not offend many people, because I know that there are some that don't believe in some of the things that I believe in. But this boo is dedicated to Debbie, who does believe in what I believe in. And though some of you may fall away from following the audio boos on the Broke Wives Club, because I am mentioning my Lord and Savior, but He is real. And Debbie has the tow chain, and she has her faith and belief in Him. On behalf of the Broke Wives Club, I ask you all to join me in your thoughts today, even if just for a few seconds, on a young lady named Debbie and her family and her desire to go from broke to stoked, and her desire to make a better way, not only for herself, but for her family and ultimately those she comes in contact with. Until we speak again tomorrow, peace out.